There's no concept of yad for food that's less than a kazayas, and no concept of shomer for less than the size of a bean. Rabbi Yechon said there is a concept of yad less than a kazayas, and a concept of shomer for less than the size of a bean. Shekmar Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says that a thigh bone that has a kazayas of flesh on it makes the entire bone fit to acquire tumah. Others say, even if it only has flesh the size of a large bean, it makes the entire bone fit to acquire tumah. According to Rav, how can this Brisa be understood? If it's referring to the bone of as a yad, the view of the Acherim contradicts him. And if it's referring to the bone of a shomer, the view of Rabbi Yehuda contradicts him. And if Gemara, he'll either explain the Brisa as referring to a yad, and he'll hold like Rabbi Yehuda, or he'll explain it as referring to a shomer, and will hold like the Acherim. Now, Yochanan would say that the Brisa is referring to a shomer, and he'll hold like the Acherim. The Acherim say that it must have flesh at least the size of a large bean in order to be a shomer, whereas Rabbi Yochanan said that there is the concept of a shomer for even less than that amount of flesh. After tomorrow, the Acherim give a size only because the Tanakami gave a size. But in truth, they hold that even less than a large bean can have a shomer. Rava said it must be that the Brisa refers to a shomer because it gives the case of a thigh bone, which has marrow, and therefore a shomer for the marrow inside. Shmamina. Rabbi Chanina said the view of the Acherim is that there must be a minimum of a large bean. Rabbi Yechon said their view is that any amount can make a shomer. In fact, Gemara, how can you say that any amount would make a shomer when they say that there is flesh the size of a large bean? And for Gemara, the Acherim give a size only because the Tanakhama gave a size, but in truth they hold that even less than a large bean can have a shomer. In fact, Gemara Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, the pod of a large bean does not become tamei even if there's a bean inside, but the pod of a small bean does become tamei if there's a bean inside, because the owner wants the pod to be touched rather than the small bean inside. We see that even a small bean can have a shomer, which is problematic according to Rav. And for tomorrow, we can say, like Rav Acha son of Rava said elsewhere, that the Mishnah is not discussing the pod, but rather the stem for which a number of pods are attached, and it becomes tamei as a yad, not as a shomer. In fact, when we learn the Tanna Dvar Rabbi Yishmael, which darshan the pasuk to teach that even a lentil shell is a shomer. Now, this is smaller than a large bean, and is therefore problematic according to Rav. And tomorrow, an entire lentil is a area, and therefore it could have a shomer even though it's smaller than a large bean. Rav Shaya asks, can two shomerim combine with the food to reach the required size of food tumah? The Gemara asks, what case is he asking about? If he's asking about where there's one shomer on top of another shomer, Mishnah clearly says, Rabbi Yehuda says, that the top one would not have the status of a shomer. And for the Gemara, he was asking about a case where the shomer was divided into two. Do we say that since each only acts as a shomer for half the food, they don't combine for tumah? Or do we say that since each shomer protects its part of the food, they both combine with the food for purposes of food tumah? For the Gemara, maybe we can answer from the Mishnah regarding the pod of beans. Now, each pod, even with the beans together, is not the size of a kabeah. So it must be that a number of pods combine for purposes of reaching its size. And for the Mara, Vacha, the son of Rava said, the Mishnah is not discussing a pod, rather the stem for which a number of pods are attached, and it becomes tamei as yad, not as shomer. In fact, we learned that the Tanna Dvar Rabbi Yishmael, which dashed in the pasuk to teach, that even a kernel of wheat or barley shell or a lentil shell is a shomer. Now, each kernel or lentil, even with the shell, is smaller than the kabeah. Must be that we combine a number of them to reach this required size. And for tomorrow, the Brisa is discussing a whole ear of grain, which acts as a shomer for many kernels. In fact, the lower kernels can be said to be a shomer for the upper kernels, because they prevent the upper ones from falling off, but the upper ones can't be said to be a shomer for the lower ones. And for tomorrow, the Brisa is referring to one row of kernels. In fact, one row of kernels is never the size of a kabeah. And for tomorrow, it is when we're discussing kernels like those found in the time of Shimon ben Shattach, where each kernel miraculously grew to larger than a kabeah. Based on this, Zuckerberg, we could even be talking about one kernel. The Gemara earlier quoted a braisa that says that if two human bones and each bone has a half kazayas of flesh on one end, and the empty ends of the bones are stuck into a house, the house becomes tummy with tumas oil. That's what he said. So Yehuda ben Nekusa, the name of Yaakov, said over there, how can the two bones combine their flesh to a full kazayas? Rish Lakish said, this only applies to a bone, which is a yad. However, a strand of hair would not be considered a yad. Rabbi Yochanan said, even a strand of hair would be a yad. Fechmar Rabbi Yochanan, yes, Rish Lakish, a Mishnah says, if there's skin that has a kazayas of meat on it, and a person touches a sliver of meat that's sticking out of the meat, or he touches a hair that's growing from the skin, he's tamei. Presumably, this is because the hair acts as yad. Mar says, no, it acts as shomer. Fechmar, but that would be a shomer on top of a shomer, because on top of the skin, so which we say doesn't have the status of a shomer. The Mar said, the hair goes actually through the skin directly to the meat, and therefore it's a single shomer on top of the part of meat. It's not a shomer on top of a shomer. In fact, if so, that every skin is perforated by the hair that grows through it, how can we write tefillin on parchment when tefillin must be written on a parchment that doesn't have any holes in it, because it has to be a complete ksav tam, a complete writing? And tomorrow, he forgot what they said in Eretz Yisrael, that if the hole is small enough that the ink does not sink into the hole, it's not a problem. We can also answer like Rabbi Loi said elsewhere, that the Mishnah is talking about a bunch of strands of hair together, which would be a yad, because they're strong enough to hold the meat with. Another version of the conversation between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish had Rish Lakish proving that the hair must be a shomer, because there would be no use to classify it as a yad. To that, Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Loi to show that a bunch of here has a use as a yad, and would be classified as such. Another version had the conversation between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as being based on our Mishnah rather than the quoted Braisa, but otherwise continued like the original version that we brought down.